Dear Mr. Chair, my name is Manuela Roland. I'm part of OMA, Brazilian Institute of Human Rights and Business, and I speak on behalf of Justiça Global. First of all, we support the generous statement of the global campaign, condemn the abrupt and unilateral postponement of this 10th session of the LBI that have severely undermined the full participation of the Global South for both states and civil society. For our interventions during this session, apart from the proposal made by the delegations, we will make suggestions based on Bill 572, which is a human rights law articulated by the Brazilian civil society and academics for over 10 years and currently in the legislative process under Brazilian jurisdiction. We believe that this bill would play a complementary role to the treaty at the national level. In addition to representing a decolonial perspective, it is the recognition by Brazilian human rights defenders and affected people that NGPs and NAPs couldn't be enough. On Article 4, our first observation will be about language and the name of this article. Instead of rights of victims, we believe that it could be improved and named rights of the affected individuals and communities to keep it coherent with the principles of the Biden instrument stated in the preamble, besides reaffirming the collective aspects of human rights. With regard to its content, it's possible to see positive points such as the right to access to justice, remedy and reparation on 4.2c, along with the right to submit claims, including by a representative or through class action in appropriate cases, to courts and no judicial grievance mechanism, D, and the protection against re-victimization, E. For these provisions, we will include, based on Bill 572, that protection of territorial rights and self-determination rights of indigenous peoples, quilombolas, and traditional communities, together with the right of prior consultation, must be upheld, guarantee an effective participation of workers, their representatives, and trade unions. This provision expressed their sovereignty over natural resources and local genetic wealth in compliance with Convention Number 169, particular that of ILO, particular their right to consent and to say no, as we quote Article 6. We support Palestine proposals related to Article 4.1, 4.2, 4.2a, 4.2d, 4.2f, and 4.2g. Brazil, South Africa, and Bolivia in relation to 4.2c, and concerning the recognition by international human rights law, the business also violate human rights. We support the inclusion of the term abuse and violation through dual LBI as proposed by Brazil. We also list some of existing guidelines in Bill 572 that are in line with some suggestions made here yesterday, but we will send it after. And as a final remark, we'd like to emphasize our surprise at the position of the United States and their concern with adapting the LBI to the standards of international human rights law while they keep using a language adequate to business norm. Maybe it's time for them to start ratifying human rights treaty to get more familiar to their language and systematic. Thank you, Mr. Chair.